Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan. And good Tuesday morning to everyone. Over from the ACES side of the campus, this passed along by Todd Gleason, who tells us that for the first time officially, that Asian soybean rust has reached Champaign County, Illinois. The confirmation came from U of I plant pathologist Carl Bradley. He confirmed that. And the disease has been progressing northward all fall, if you've been keeping track of it, making its march from where it began down early on this growing season in Florida. Remember, though, that the disease cannot survive winter without a green host plant like kudzu. And so it's not thought to be a serious disease problem in the United States. But for the first time, officially, Asian soybean rust right here in Champaign County. Let's go ahead and look how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 8:40, down 14 and a quarter on the open. March, 8:46, down 15 and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8:14 and a half, down 14. March, 8:30, down 18. May, 7.95, down 13. July, 6.78, down 13 and a quarter. September, 6.99 and a half, down 1 on the open. December corn opened at 3.71 and three quarters, down 4 and a quarter on the open. March, 3.88 and a half, down 4 and a half. May, 3.98 and three quarters, down 4. July, 4.07 and a half, down 4 and three quarters. September, 4.13 and three quarters, down 3. December, 4.18, down 4 and a half. March of next year at the 2009 version, at 4.25, down 3 and 3 quarters, and May of 2009 at 4.29, down 2 and a half. November beans opened at $10, down 11 on the open. January, 10.20, down 8 and 3 quarters. March, 10.33, down 10 and a half. May, 10.37, down 9 and a half. July, 10.41, down 12. And November of next year at 9.72, down 8 and 3 quarters on the open. December soybean meal open at $2.78, down $2 on the open. January, $2.80, down $2.70. December soybean oil open at $41.90, down $30 on the open. January, $42.27, down $31. At the Merck, October live cattle open at $94.40, up $37.50 on the open. December, $95.55, up $20. February, $97.77.50, up $10. April, $97.60, up $12.50 on the open. November feeders open at $109.60, up $35 on the open. January, $108.95, up $5. March, $109.40, up $27.50. April, $111.30, unchanged on the open. December lean hogs open at $54.30, down $17.50 on the open. February, $60.95, down $25. April, $64.70, down $15. May, $71.50, down $17.50 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 84 even, down 10 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like we're seeing a little bit of profit-taking this morning.
Yeah, and can we say crude oil is down? I think crude oil, gold, and the dollar, a little bit different situation here. The news out of Australia that basically the 12.1 million metric ton crop down there, that's what we've been trading for a long time. You know, we were up yesterday thinking they'd come in the 10.5 to 11 bracket, and they didn't, coming overnight. So, you know, the wheat being lower because of that, corn a little bit overdone yesterday, beans a little bit overdone yesterday, as far as the fundamentals go. So when we see crude oil and gold down, we're going to see the grains back up a little bit.
So does November beans stay above $10 ahead of first day notice tomorrow?
Oh, I think they probably do, Dave. You know, they're going to... And we say above $10, we've had a 998.5 low, a $10.04 high here. We're going to stay within 2 to 3 cents, I think, that way. I don't think we're going to vary a whole lot from that.
So if crude oil is down and much of the run-up that we have seen in the bean complex has been attached to crude oil in recent weeks, if oil were to back off to, say, the $85 to $82 level, what might that imply for bean futures?
That would imply a little bit of downward movement, Dave, because we've followed very closely the bean oil. Everybody's considering the biodiesel attitude towards that, and I think that you know, we could easily back off 20 to 30 cents if we would back down in the 80, you know, down $10 in the crude oil. We could take 20 to 30 cents off the beans.
Would the 975 level, which is the current 20-day moving average, provide strong support or not?
Well, I think so. I think there would be some strong support there. You know, we would also want to take a look on what the dollar is doing at that point in time, because between the dollar and the crude oil, you know, we've had the reaction's been big. If the dollar stays weak, why, yes, it's going to stay very strong there. If the dollar would rally and rally well, then we could take out that. But, you know, unfortunately, we haven't seen a dollar rally lately, and we haven't seen crude oil backing up too much either. You know, even as we say crude oil is down this morning, I'm still reading 92, you know, not 70 or 80. Like,
or
they're
40.
Still above 90. So
yeah.
Pretty strong crude oil market.
Saw an interesting article recently from economists over at Merrill Lynch and Company. And they are suggesting that the Federal Reserve may already be too late to prevent a recession. And they're forecasting that over time, the Fed may cut their benchmark rate to as low as 2%, putting that possibility at 50-50, according to economist David Roseberg, who is the North American economist at Merrill Lynch in New York. What might that imply to grain prices if we see that kind of cutback in the Fed rate?
Well, if the interest rates you know, drop more, which actually you would talk about, that would be in a weaker dollar because the interest rates aren't good for the American dollar, probably higher grain prices, Dave.
I mean, isn't there a point, though, Wayne, that when you say, you know what, the U.S. dollar is too low, and it's not supportive to grain prices?
Oh, I'm sure that it will be, Dave. I mean, you know, because we get to where it just isn't worth much to own American goods or American dollars. We're going to get people not wanting to invest. They're not going to want to have American dollars, things that way. But, I mean, it is at this point in time still helping our market and our export market. As we look here that we see $10 on our board, but yet as we look and say the dollar is worth 76, 77 cents, it's really only a $7.60 bean in comparison to the past to overseas. So it isn't, the freight is making up a lot of the difference. Beans are still at a high price, but we have to realize in the world economy, they're really not $10 beans anymore.
Interesting also, I saw this, that a membership on the Chicago Board Options Exchange fetched $2.75 million. A few days ago, and a couple of other seats are traded at the previous record of $2.7 million. And at the end of the last year, the record seat price was $1.75 million. There is just so much more liquidity in those markets than there was probably even 5 years ago, Wayne. It just gets harder and harder to know what kind of marketplace we have.
We have a world economy now that is not being controlled by huge, huge conglomerates, funds, index funds, and whatever, and it has changed immensely over the last 5 years, Dave. And we do not know the what it's going to be in a year from now, to be very honest. So a lot of things changing, not always for the best for the local farm community, but they are changing.
And things to keep, and the reason I bring these things up is that it looks to me, if I read the calendar right, Wayne, that index funds might be beginning to roll their long positions into the March and new crop December at some point later this week. And as I look at it, that's about 320,000 contracts.
Well, you can add up pretty good and read statistics well, Dave, and you're 100% right. It's been on almost all the news wires that sometime in about the next 5 days that we're going to see the index funds rolling their December 07 corn, probably most of them in the December 08 corn. And that's where there should be possibly, you know, some setback in this December corn price just because of the pressure that they'll put on the nearby December.
Hmm. What do you make of the wheat market?
The wheat market, it was up too much yesterday, and it set back to be a more reasonable gain from yesterday. I think that the A-Bear numbers was basically that's the number we've been trading. And the other, some of the Egyptians especially, they're going to probably buy more wheat, but it's probably going to come out of Russia because of the extensive freight costs. And we've got a couple other tenders coming up. Turkey's upcoming with a tender in the wheat, and they anticipate India being back in market very soon. But we're not sure how much of that we're going to be able to get. Now, there was a talk yesterday of the Iraqi tender, and, of course, we would like to think with all the money the U.S. is pumping into Iraq that we would see some business out of that.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Looking at Ed Kieser's Tuesday forecast today, he says sunny with highs of 64 to 72. Tonight, mostly clear, lows of 40 to 50. And then tomorrow in northern Illinois, partly to mostly cloudy, with a chance of widely scattered showers during the midday and afternoon. In northern Indiana and in central Illinois, mostly sunny during the morning, then increasing cloudiness with widely scattered showers possible later in the day. In central Indiana and the south, mostly sunny, with highs ranging from 60 to 72 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.